take a joy. Today's problem is once one of the boys called me the saboteur. The truth is I got no choice.
Agenda that they're gonna serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
You know, I was pretty happy with that one at Gerbil's the other night.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good pizza.
Yeah.
Fat wallets and empty hearts.
Fat wallets and empty hearts.
It's insane how little musicians get. So, if you're interested in supporting not just me, but any musician that you like, one of the best ways to do that, it sounds old school because it is purchase their music. Purchase their merch, you know.
Hey guys, this is Mark from Rat Rod.
Hi, this is Mikey P from Skell.
Hey, this is Jeff from the Bell Jumpers.
Skell. Probably just be, probably be Paul because he's awesome.
This is Jessica for the band Dimitis. You're listening to Pennsylvania Rock Show.
Everyone, you are tuned in to episode 716 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show, coming at you from Music from 412 out of Pittsburgh, Build the Scene, also out of Pittsburgh, XRP Radio from the Highlands of Scotland there in Glasgow, Rudru Radio coming from Texas and California, and 107.1 FM and MegaRockRadio.net, both out of St. Louis, Missouri. You just heard three tracks. They were Eris Paul, Saboteur, Shattered Deceit, and Dream the Heavy Flame. And with me tonight is Paul from Dream the Heavy.
Hey, what's happening, Bill? How are we tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fantastic, man. Thank you again for having us, having me on here. I know last time it was Sully and TK. I'm excited to be here. And thank you for playing Flame. That's very gracious of you.
I am going to do something that I don't normally do, and I'm also going to play Until Tomorrow in the next break. Usually only play one.
Oh, why, thank you. Thank you. That's very flattering. We greatly appreciate that.
So we were talking a little bit off the air about Beast of the Burg 2.
Yeah.
That was my first time at Stage AE. Probably. I know. I see that face.
Like ever?
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay. Wow. That's really flattering then.
Keep in mind, I also live in Armstrong County, so I had to cross a bunch of bridges, and you know how that goes. Nobody wants to cross bridges.
there's a bridge or two around here from what, from what I've seen. Yeah. I love Stage AE, and that was my first time actually in the club portion of it. I'm typically in either the theater or the outdoor area. But I was massively impressed with how well it sounded, how well it was run, and the entire show was probably one of our highlights of playing live. We rode that adrenaline high for weeks. It was a fantastic job, and all kudos to Chip Dominic as well for putting that on.
I have to tell you, when you guys were up on stage, I went over to Rocky and I knew that there was still an opening on one of the Rock for Life shows that he was doing. And I was like, you need to go ask them. He's like, I already did. I was like, okay.
Oh, that really warms my heart. You know, we have been putting in a lot of work to get to where we are now and to further ourselves along. So yeah. And coming and that kind of endorsement from somebody who deals with multiple genres of music and gets to see multiple bands, that's really fantastic. So thank you again.
You're welcome. I'm excited. I'm not excited that this is gonna sound terrible. I'm not excited that it's a Penn Brewery, not because it's a Penn Brewery, but because again, I live in Armstrong County.
So where would you want it? Where's like the ideal place for you to have this sort of thing, because I'm unfamiliar with Armstrong County, and if there are any venues, I mean, we would certainly want to play.
You could look into Heroes Bar and Grill in Katanning. Okay. That is actually the drummer from Borstal Boys is in another band called A Common Crown, and the bass player from A Common Crown and the singer own Heroes Bar and Grill.
Now, I believe a friend of mine, Jay, is in A Common Crown. I'm uncertain though.
Yes.
Him and I have done some musical trades. He is a phenomenal person, and shout out to Jay and shout out to A Common Crown.
Yeah, Jay's in a bunch of bands too, so I understand why you weren't sure.
Well, I couldn't recall if that was one of the many things that he was doing, but I do recognize that name. I know I've seen them on the socials, Jay's a heck of a dude. I appreciate that guy a lot.
So I'm trying to remember some of his other bands. He played in After the Fall with them as well, with Matt and Steve. I can't think of them. That's okay. Terrible.
It's all right. I'm actually,
we play them all the time.
I'm pretty close. I'm in Cheswick Springdale. So it's not too far of a jaunt to get out to Katanning. So I'll look into something.
Right down 28 for you.
Really, literally right down 28. I'm right off 28. And fortunately, TK and I are fairly close. So maybe we both can head out there and see what's going on.
I teach in New Kensington, so I'm not far from you.
not at all. And that place has seen a pretty strong resurgence over the last year or so, too.
Yeah, there's a couple breweries there in town that book bands as well.
I know that there's
and a Blind Pig Saloon.
Yeah, there's that Strange Roots. I know Voodoo, and I know that there is a wrestling school down there as well. 880, I think, is what it's called. It's ran by, I believe it's ran by a wrestler by the name of MV Young, who also wrestles for Enjoy Wrestling, which I have some friendly ties to as well. So yeah, New Ken's awesome. I enjoy New Ken.
I'm trying to think what else is in that area. There's the in the summer they have a couple festival like shows to raise money for the community parks. And of course I can't remember the name of those off the top of my head right now, but Rockin' Roosevelt is one, and I can't remember what the other one's called. Mm.
A friend of mine runs a pop-up store out there, like a pop-up antique store out there too. And forgive me, Karen, I cannot recall it, but Karen's amazing. She runs it with her granddaughter-in-law, and her grandson is actually in a band, is a drummer in a band called the Ghost Club, who is making their first national tour and playing at Mr. Small's on the 20th. So if you're free, go check that out too. They're a phenomenal band. They have opening for them is another band called Jack Swing, who is awesome. Absolutely awesome. I feel like I talk about other bands more than I talk about my own band.
we'll get there.
I'm in no rush though. No, not at all.
My daughter, now I can't remember the name of the band, but my daughter decided that she wanted to go see a show at Mr. Small's, one of the twins. Mm-hmm. And I think they both want to go now, and I was excited. And then I listened to it, and it's not a band that I would go out of my way to see, but it's also not one that I'm going to turn off.
Gotcha.
So I think I'm in, and I think my wife is going.
is it something that you could do laundry to, so you don't really have to focus it, but it's not intrusive to what it's, intrusive to your own energy, so it's okay.
Yeah, like if it came on the radio, I wouldn't change the station.
You know what? If 90% of the people will say that about us, I am absolutely stoked.
The one song is almost swing, which I was very surprised that my 13-year-old daughters were like, "This is what we like." But especially. Emmeline likes local bands like Neostem and 13 Occult, so like heavier, grungier bands.
Yeah.
And then Bria likes bands like Blackridge and Doppler Effect, kind of rock, and the Borstal Boys. But apparently they meet in the middle at swing.
All right. I mean, it's a danceable genre. 13 Occult we played with at a Battle of the Bands a number of years back, and that guitar player is incredible. Just a talented person. And then Blackridge, I could talk about Blackridge for a while. Joey Paul, and I think their singer's name is Paul as well.
Yes,
absolutely entertaining. Joey and I talk as much as we possibly can. He is another phenomenal guitar player. I watch his YouTube. I really enjoy Blackridge. And later on in the summer, we have a show with them.
I think July 12th at Club July 12th. Cafe. Look at that.
Oh, look at you. Look at you, Bill. Nice. Yeah. It's them and our great friends, Three Leagues to Rome. So that's going to be a barn burner, man. We don't even know what the lineup really is going to be. Maybe we'll just draw names out of a hat and see what goes on from there.
Their new single, Sweat, I don't know if you've heard it. The album cover has 7 individual photos of the band members. I took 4 of them.
Oh, did you now?
I did.
Nice. Nice, dude. Nice. Did you get credit? Oh,
we had that conversation.
sorry, didn't mean to bring it up. Credit. Like, you got credit now. You're now established.
Like it wasn't a. There's no. Let's see. Paul sends me stuff. I heard the song Sweat as a demo, like the demo he took to the band. His demo. Like, I get that kind of stuff from him all the time. So it was
okay.
It was like we had a conversation after the fact. And he's like, listen, man, we wanted to put it, they're planning on doing it as vinyl and getting anything added to the cover on top of what they already have was not cost effective. And he was like, we'll just tell everybody. I'm like, okay, tell everybody.
Are they doing the Lee Vestal thing? They have done that. Okay.
In fact, we have one of those over there.
Okay. It's over there. I can see it over there. Yeah. It's the big shiny one.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. How about we'll take another break and we'll talk about your band, first break, and then we're going to talk about your band in the second segment.
Let's spend a little bit of time with Dream to Heavy. Thank you, Bill.
you're going to have a tough job, because usually after I play a song, I do the MTV moment where I ask people to tell me about the song, and okay. You have to tell me about two songs.
Not a problem. Easy.
Okay.
Easy. Yeah. Yeah. So Flame first and then Until Tomorrow.
Yes, please.
Sure. Yeah. Not a problem.
So Flame, we played at the top of the show. And so it's been a little while since they heard that one, but
okay.
Tell us something about that one.
So Flame started how 90% of our songs start. Matthias has an idea. He just kind of plays it. And then all of us, after the initial enjoyment of it all, start throwing different ideas to kind of write it and kind of process it. So he was playing it, if I recall correctly, and I'm going to get called out on this if not, but I believe he was playing the riff. We had asked him to speed it up. And when he sped it up, it had this drive, and to myself, and speaking of my own mind, it felt like I'm from Oakland, California. So it felt like an East Bay kind of punk thing that I really resonated with. And we have a lot of songs that are very movement based, very ethereal. This one is just a straightforward rock song. Nothing too fancy, nothing that requires too much of in the way of dynamics. And Sully just absolutely crushes it on drums as well. So we got to that. We did this. We wrote it. And Sully actually wrote the lyrics to it. And it's depicting of it's based in kind of like Greek mythology, and adding Ryan later on, Ryan put in a lot of key parts to it that really mimicked the bass. So that allowed me to kind of do something that I don't normally do, and kind of made something very staccato and stick it out. And with all that together, you have this really rock driven song. It sounds like something you want to drive fast to, and I love that kind of feeling. And TK does what TK does. He comes in and he adds this really epic anthemic howl, and when TK is there and he gets that howl going, the energy in the room shifts. And it grows, and it's like a building of fire. So Flame, to me, certainly is one of our heavier rocking songs. Wow, I can't believe I actually described the song as heavy rocking, but it is, and it's very driving, and I absolutely love it. And we decided to put it out as a single. We went in when we recorded our album. Into the Unknown, and it is recorded, produced, mixed, and somewhat kind of orchestrated by Bent Alexander, who is a guitar player for Action Camp, a guitar player for Saint Dude, sound man extraordinaire, and actually hosts Pittsburgh Punk live at a number of different venues on, like, I think it's the first Monday. So back to Flame. That's what it is with Flame. Yeah. I love that song, and it's got on the record, it's got a very, dare I say, Bauhaus sort of opening to it, because it allows it to breathe before it builds into the song. The single itself kind of just starts with like one scratch and it goes right into it. But on the album, it's going to have a buildup of different feedback, different scratching, a little bit of keys to it. And when we perform it live, TK has a very monotone, quiet spoken word thing. So it's all about building it up. You know, you want to feed the fire, so to speak. And that would be Flame, you know?
And what about Surrender? What can you tell us about that track? Or I'm sorry.
Like Cheap Trick?
Let me try that again. Until Tomorrow. I'm reading my head. So the song we're going to play, since I did that, the song we're going to play after this is As I Speak, Surrender, which I've written right under until tomorrow. I apologize.
Nice. That's all right. That's all right, man. This is a good conversation. That's all it is. So we'll go with until tomorrow. Until tomorrow is an anomaly. So I've actually had that riff in my mind for a number of years since I was playing back in the Bay Area, and I've tried to write it with other bands, and it never really came to fruition with any of that. And then one day I was just kind of clanking around on the bass, and it was TK, Matthias, and I. I think that night Sully had gone to a show, and this was prior to Ryan joining the band. And we just sat there and we wrote that song. We hammered it down. We added the changes. We changed the key. We kind of wrote everything that one night with just the three of us. And then Sully comes in and he does what he does. And added a really unique take on drums. Something that was more, dare I say, kind of tribal-esque. And it really allowed us to build a little bit more of an ethereal vibe to it, something a little bit more atmospheric. And again, with Bent Alexander, he came in and he tweaked a few things here and there and really kind of guided us into a way that brought us until tomorrow. And then once it was all done and Ryan came into the studio, he just hammered out the keys and the piano. And it really made that song. It really filled that out. His vocals on there are incredible. So when you listen to it, you hear TK singing the lead. But if you listen to it, you can hear the harmonies behind TK. And there's just probably about four of them. Every one of them is Ryan Miller. And he's just a force to be reckoned with vocally. Whether it's doing harmonies, melodies. He's got a incredible metal voice. I've heard him do gutturals. I heard him do fries. He is a secret weapon, but not so secret weapon because he's Ryan Miller on keys. So until tomorrow really added up to that. And that's where it built up to. And I can't really speak on the lyrics and where it is, but I can say that one of the refrains, TK says, "Into the unknown." And that resonated with us really, really deeply because it just kind of gives it that whole like traveling, whether it be spiritual, whether it be mental. But that's what we named the album, was "Into the Unknown." And it's it was our second single that we put out. And we adore it. There's it, and we're very fortunate that we haven't burnt out on any of our own songs just yet. Whether it's us being having just a smidge of narcissism, but we love it, and I personally enjoy playing it. It's one of the more exciting songs for me because it just kicks in with bass and drums, and from the go, it's just there, and I think a lot of modern music is missing that like really strong bass driven thing. And I appreciate that. I really like that. That's being a bass player. That's what it is. So yeah, until tomorrow.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to ask you two, what I call Pennsylvania Rock Show questions. Cause
let's do it.
And then we're going to take another break. But
yeah,
these two have kind of, one of them I call the official Build the Scene question, and the other one is quickly,
if I'm quickly official become, with the question, let's go for it. Yeah,
the second one is quickly becoming the unofficial Build the Scene question.
Okay,
actually I'm gonna ask that one first because it goes along with what we were discussing, the song and a little bit of songwriting and mm-hmm. the question. Now that I've built it up that way, you're gonna go, what? What is the best best pizza you've had because you're a musician? So it could be at a writing, when you're writing or at a gig or on your way to or from a gig or something along those lines?
That's an easy answer for me. I don't know if it's there any longer, but it would be Fat Slice Pizza on Telegraph in Berkeley, California. they're not the best. They're not the place isn't clean. But
but this is it going is, really well for them if they're still there.
If they're still there, they know who they are. They know who their audience is, and they know who to cater to. They're right by People's Park, and they've been there for decades. But they have a slice of pizza that is a veggie slice of pizza that is absolutely to die for. Whether it was prior bands I was in, playing gigs and going there, because they were opened up late. Playing gigs and going there, going to the Greek Theater to see lots of bands. That is definitely my favorite of all. If it's Pittsburgh, I haven't had my favorite Pittsburgh pizza yet. I'm willing to try every pizza in Pittsburgh just to see which one is my favorite. I will admit that I have eclectic tastes when it comes to toppings of pizza. My favorite, honestly, is pineapple and jalapeno. Come at me. I think pineapple is absolutely perfect on pizza. I will ride that team.
I have not had pineapple and pizza since college. But I have not had pineapple and jalapeno together.
dude, it's the acidity. I guess I like the acidic sort of thing, which could probably stand for Berkeley too. Man, it's just the heat, the sweet, the tomato, the cheese, and it's just an absolutely debaucherous culinary delight for me. And if anybody in Pittsburgh wants to send us some pies, man, we'll happily oblige. I will say Lenova down the road is actually really nice too.
All right, so the other question is, who is your Dave Grohl? And by that I mean, who do you want to go up on stage with and play one of their originals? So like they're pulling you up out of the crowd.
Only one?
Just one.
Speaking in the moment, and who it would be right now, it would be Annie Clark, St. Vincent. I don't think Annie Clark has written a song that I haven't enjoyed. Each one of her albums is diverse. She is a phenomenal songwriter, exquisite singer. I know that she's actually putting out a new album here soon that Dave Grohl actually plays on. However, her album Mass Seduction is probably one of my favorite albums of all time. So Annie Clark, definitely. St. Vincent is otherworldly to me.
All right, so we're going to take another break. We're going to listen to the song I accidentally mentioned already. As I Speak, Surrender. Goes through the things act. That was As I Speak and his track Surrender. I do want to change things up here momentarily, so just bear with me. Those of you on the radio side aren't going to get to see it, but hopefully.
Aw, look at that.
Now.
quick shout out to John Ballistic. That gentleman has supported us for quite a long time. Underground Jukebox is amazing. I know he's part of the Music Forum 412 family, but a personal heartfelt thank you from myself and Dream the Heavy to John.
Yeah, he's every Wednesday. No, I'm sorry, every Monday he sends me a reminder on which show I'm supposed to upload to a place correctly.
I wish he was here, because I would like to meet him in person, but I know he's in some other state.
He's in Colorado.
He's in Colorado, yeah.
I have met him. I met him at Millville Music Fest, I think, is where I was. It was either that or it was the North Side.
What was that?
Music Festival. It was either Millville.
Oh, okay. Never heard of Millville Music Festival. What is that?
I'm kidding. Let's do it anyway.
All right, let's do it anyway.
That's if you're not listening, if you have no idea, just Google it. It's a huge festival in Millville. Closer to Paul than it is to me, but still really cool. I have been there twice so far.
it's easily the best music festival in Pittsburgh. I will say that, and I will sign it on the line. The people that run it, the people that work for it, the bands that network there. We have met so many great people who work behind the scenes and have played. I think the gentleman's name is Paul. I know there's Sarah, and I know that Kristen from Paging Dr. Moon's now on the board. So they do a phenomenal job. I love everything Millville Music Festival.
Okay, so I'm going to attempt to see if I can do it. Wrong one. Hold on. Let me switch. Hopefully it'll pop me up. There we go.
Now
you can see me repeating over and over again, but I'm going to fix that in just a moment. There.
All right.
So now we see the Dream the Heavy website, and I'm going to put it into full screen mode, and then I'm going to let Paul talk about their upcoming shows.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So let's see. The first one we have is our record release, actually, April 12th at Spirit. And that's going to be one amazing event. So we have bands joining us. The band Melt, who is a three-piece powerhouse from Pittsburgh, featuring JJ Young, who was in Fortune Teller and in was part of the Still City Death Club and Daisy Chain for a while. And they just put out a killer version of a Stone song, and the name escapes me right now. Anyhow, check them out. The other band that's joining us is Old Game, who I got to see at Preserving Underground during the Normal Creatures presents a Nosferatu. Normal Creatures did their own soundtrack to the silent film Nosferatu. Old Game opened that, and I fell in love with what they're doing. Heavy, alternative, and just phenomenal players. The drummer's incredible. We also have a DJ set by Brutalism, which is a monthly goth DJ set. They do it at Belvedere's and at Mixtape, and actually the night after that they're going to be at Mixtape. And then visuals by Fluxophile, and this is going to be his debut gig to it. It's at Spirit, so we have all that. And then we're heading out to Akron, Ohio at the Rialto Theater, where we'll be playing with The Other Doors, formerly Candace, and Pink Masquerade. The Rialto is something that I've been trying to get us into for a while, and thanks to Mike Park, who promotes bands out of Cleveland, Akron, and now Milwaukee. He's been instrumental in helping Dream the Heavy get into these places. And thank you to Jude from the Rialto for doing that as well. And then I think, what's our next one?
Remedy, June 14th.
So yeah, Remedy with Megan of Moonshine Jasmine and also Rebel Revolver. I've never played Remedy. I'm uncertain what it is or how it is, but I'm excited for it. And then July 12th at Club Cafe, like we spoke of before, with the Mighty Blackridge and our homies in Three Leagues to Rome. We have some more things coming up down the line, too, that aren't on the website. I'm just going to say it. I believe on August 26th, we'll be playing the WDVE morning show with Randy. And we have some other things in work, and we're trying to get something in, I think, in September, and then also another thing in October. But those are still in the works. We're trying to play as much as possible, and hopefully we get that Millville thing. That would be, I mean, we already talked about that. That'd be awesome. And then hopefully another show at Poetry Lounge. I really enjoy playing that particular venue. It is intimate, but it feels like home. And so does Club Cafe, and certainly Smalls at this point. And I hope, and I'm hope I don't shoot myself in the foot by saying this, but by early fall, we're hoping to work on another Winter Wonder Ball. And last year when we put that on, it featured us, Back Alley Sound, Normal Creatures, and Hymnlock for Socrates. And Hymnlock for Socrates is one of the best bands around right now. They're out playing around. We love Keegan and Heather endlessly. So we're hoping to do that again. So we're going to stay busy. And it tends to be that right now, a lot of the bands that we know are dialing back how many times they play in Pittsburgh. But we tried. And it just failed. Like, we just want to play. We want to get out there. We want to play. We don't want to burn out a fan base or anything. But we definitely have that in us. And I think musicians and artists and creatives who are listening can really echo that. And we'd like to get out to Ohio a little bit more and maybe hit up Baltimore. There's a band out there and a podcast that has asked us to get out there. We have friends in Philadelphia. Shout out to Cat Daddy on the bass and out there. He's, if you like funk slap bass that is produced by a very, very handsome and articulate man, that dude is so kind. And he's also in a band. He plays in a band called Minka, who will blow your mind. To me and to TK, they have a Minneapolis style funk, very Prince centered, but just so good. So those are our gigs in Pittsburgh. We have plenty of them, but please come to April 12th, because that is our record release. We have CDs printed. We have special merch for that. Again, the band Melt and the band Old Game with us. So it's going to be a blast. And those tickets can be found on our website. You can follow us on all the socials. Hit us up. DM us. Say hi. Dream. Tell us you heard this. Yeah.
DreamTheHeavy.com.
Dream the Heavy. It's a unique name. So we could actually, yeah, DreamTheHeavy.com. But it's also Dream the Heavy on all the socials as well.
Hey Paul, yeah. I don't want to cut you off, but I do have
to cut me off because I will ramble. I'm really good at it. Yeah.
So we're gonna have two more tracks on this episode. Okay. They are Skies of Terra Invincibility Codes, which is gonna be the heaviest song that you hear on the show tonight. And then we're gonna go out with the band from Ohio, because I can.
Should.
We're gonna listen to Guy Snowden and the Citizens and their song Forgotten Heroes on our way out. Paul, I want to thank you for hanging out with me.
Bill, we greatly appreciate you and what you do for Pittsburgh. We hope to see you out at the show on April 12th. And I would love to be back on, but I think next time might have to be someone else, unfortunately. So all of this lovely bass wizardry is only for now at this point.
All right, with that said, we're going off into the evening. If this is the first time that you've watched us live in about 20 minutes at xrpradio.co.uk, buildascene.com/radio, or musicfromthe412.com/radio, you will get to hear this whole show, music and everything, as long as I get it all edited quickly, which I'm getting really good at. So we will see you next week. Thank you.
Oh yeah, you looking my way. I caught your eyes and I'm wondering what's happening, but I like it and I'm nervous and I want to know how far this will go. So take still hold.